Let's all say amen. Amen. The Bible teaches us, and Jesus said in John 3:14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And Jesus said, if he's lifted up, he'll draw all men unto me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to say a good afternoon to everybody.
Good afternoon.
And we're back again to worship the Lord. And again, I said that we'll look at what we built from a message on this morning. And if you were here this morning, I know we had our youth was out. Thank for those that were chaperones, those that went with our youth, that they had an experience for themselves, and the chaperones, those are members that were there with them. Amen? And so we talked on this morning about, but sin dwelleth in me on this morning, and I just tried to share with us, as I said in my offset, that why don't you just preach to them what you try to help yourselves with. And so I wanted to bring to our minds that we all have sin that dwell in us. Amen?
Amen.
And Paul identifies that in Romans 7:5. He said, where when we were in the flesh, and we all have a fleshly side, that being that person that's in us that have those desires. And Paul called it the motions of sin, meaning that these feelings that we have, these strong feelings that we have, it causes us to move into sinful ways. And Paul said in verse number 5 of Romans 7, he said, which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit. Notice now, fruit unto death, and that's spiritual death. And so we talked about that this morning. And again, I want to thank those that, for the encouragement he gave me. And I think I used, thank Brother Williams for the example that I tried to bring forth to us, the example of the fact that as Brother William taught me, that when you open the door and you have your AC on, it's not the heat or the air getting out, it's the heat that's coming in. Amen? And what I wanted to share was that all of us have heat in us. All of us have in us behaviors that are not consistent with the will of God. And I tried to share with you this morning, I shared with one sister, she said, Brother Stroud, will you make that point? And the point being is that all of us have heat in us. The word of God is the air condition to control the heat.
Amen.
Yeah, so unless, I shared with us, and I think one of the brothers told me today, he said, Brother Stroud, you set us up when you asked us if there was something that we enjoyed, and if we could have it every day, and if we didn't have to pay for it, would we have it every day? And we said, yes, we would. And I just shared with us that that was the same thing that Paul said. But Paul had that enjoyment about the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
He said, but verse 22, but I delight in the law of God after the inward man. So Paul said his great pleasure that he had was from the word of God that brought him great pleasure. And so tonight, we won't try not to be for you long. Again, apologize. I ask forgiveness for the time we went over on this morning. Try to give that back tonight, but I still want to make sure that I capture what is in the word of God to bless us. And so I want to give from the subject tonight, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Yeah. Paul said that, that who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Brother Oz, Romans 8:1, what does the Bible say?
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
So Paul said, understand this. The word condemnation means a sentence of punishment. Paul said, understand this. He talked about the flesh. He thanked God through Jesus Christ that he was not who he was. And so Paul begins to unfold in Acts chapter 8. He goes from that carnal-minded person to the person who, after Christ, he said, there is therefore now, notice, no condemnation, no sentence of punishment to them which are in Christ Jesus. And if you're here tonight, the only way you get in Christ is to be baptized into Christ. He said, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Yeah. Who walk not after the flesh, and we talked about the flesh and all those behaviors that we have that we bring with us when we come into the Lord. But Paul said, understand this here. If you don't walk after the flesh and you walk after the Spirit, there is no condemnation. He said, for the law
of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death.
Yeah, so Paul said, understand this here. For the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus have now delivered me from sin, from the law of sin and death. He said, because I have the law of Christ in me, and I live after the Spirit of the life in Christ Jesus. He said, understand this here. He said, I'm made free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do,
in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
Yeah, so what Paul wanted us to understand, now understand this here. All of us had fleshly things that we did. And Paul said, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. In other words, none of us could uphold the law because our flesh was weak. He said, what God had to do, God had to send his only Son, and it was in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. What God did through his judgment was condemn sin, he said, in the flesh. Christ came as an offering for sin, and Christ died under the judgment that was due for our sin. That's why God is the one that condemned sin when he sent Christ. That's why each morning we need to thank Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, thank Jesus. For Lord, I know how I used to be, and I know how I was, and how we talked about this morning. Hopefully, those of us that we talked about this morning from the Word of God, that if I was a liar, I've been working on lying. If I was stealing, I'm working on stealing. If I was cussing, I've been working on that.
Amen.
Yeah, because Jesus died because I was lying and stealing and cussing.
Amen.
Yeah, Jesus had to die for that. And I think Paul wanted them to know that, God had to put judgment on all that sin. And the judgment came when Christ died on the cross for each of us. Then he says in verse number 4,
that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Remember I said this earlier this morning. Whenever you find something written twice in the Word of God, it's to put emphasis on that. Paul said that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. In other words, God gave his law. We have the law of Christ. And we don't have the law of Moses, but we have the law of Christ. Go to Galatians chapter 6 and 1. Won't be before you long this afternoon, but I wanted to see that we have two laws. And one of them, the Bible says, read Galatians 6 and verse number 2, Brother Owens.
Bear ye one another's burdens,
yeah,
and so fulfill the law of Christ.
So we have a law of Christ. And, no, we know about the law of Moses, but Christ have a law. And Paul said, go back to Romans 8, Paul said that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. When we do the things that's in the law of God, then we fulfill the law. And I said this morning, if all I'm doing, if I'm just coming, and I'm hearing the Word of God, and it has no effect on me, and it's not doing anything to me, then the righteousness of the law is not being fulfilled in me. He said, now notice, this righteousness is fulfilled when we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yeah, you have to be one. My desire, I said this morning, that we ought to have two lives. One life that I live learning, and the other life is a life I live with what I learn. Amen, somebody. Yeah, so I learn from the Word of God, and now you see those things. He said, for they that are after the flesh
do mind the things of the flesh.
Yeah.
But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Yeah, now Paul said this. He said that they that are after the flesh, and we talked about the flesh, that person before you became a Christian that's unconverted, that person is not spiritual. He said, the person that's fleshly, they mind the things of the flesh. You know, some of us, again, we talked about that behavior. Someone, Florida, got up this morning, announcement said, yeah, there's a such thing as, I learned that there's something that as we have our behavior can be ghetto. Not where you live, it's how you act. Yeah, and so when all it's about me. That's what Jesus said. He said, you work the will of the Gentile. What I'm going to eat, what I'm going to wear, and what I'm going to be putting on. Sometimes all we're thinking about is ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he said, but they that are after the Spirit mind the things of the Spirit. Let me just share this. Go to Galatians, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm going to make this statement. There are many members in the Church of Christ who are Christians, however, they are not spiritual. Yeah. I'm going to say that again. There are some of us that are in the Church of Christ, and when we got water baptized for the remission of our sin, we became Christians. However, we still are not spiritual. Why do you say that, Brother Stroud? Because Paul makes that point in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 1. What does he say?
And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ.
Paul said, now, I couldn't talk to you like you was a spiritual person, but I had to talk to you like you are a carnal or fleshly person. He said, you just like a babe in Christ. He said, if I fed you with milk
and not with meat,
for
hitherto ye were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are ye able.
There's sometimes we can be in the Lord and you still can't have spiritual conversation with some people. Paul said with this group, I had to feed you with milk and not with meat. He said because you weren't able to deal with meat. He said even today now you still not able. And some of us in the Lord church, we need to grow up. Amen. We need to mature in the Lord where Paul said that I want to talk to you about spiritual stuff, but I can't because you can't bear it. He said, even today, you still not there. Mm. You know, it's a sad commentary. I've been in the Lord 5, 10, 15 years or whatever the case may be, and those same issues I have, and those people that know me, they know I'm still the same person. I haven't worked on none of that. That fleshly side of me still come out. All you got to do is upset me, and you'll see it. It'll come right out. But Paul said in verse 3, for you are yet carnal.
For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?
So Paul said, how can you know if I'm carnal? He said, Paul gave some good measurement now. If you still envious of people, and the envy in this context means if you still jealous of people, if you're one that, you know, you one that causes contention, you cause division. Paul said, are you not carnal and walk as men? Even if I'm a member at Highland Heights, and if I'm the one that's causing division, if I'm the one that's causing strife, then you are a carnal person. Amen. Because even spiritual people, you can be talking to someone, and the person can be arguing at you, and if you spiritual, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to just let the person bump their gum. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold myself. You know, you don't allow somebody else to cause you to behave a certain way. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, sometimes Christianity is an attitude. Someone said that earlier today about how that it's the attitude that we're supposed to have. Well, Christianity is an attitude. And sometimes we just have to have the right attitude. And when you're in the right attitude, you can deal with anybody. Yeah. Amen. Don't matter what they come at. Because I tell them on my job, I say, understand this. I work with those people that are being incarcerated, and I think I was talking to someone just the other day, the guy at jail, and I was telling him, I said, well, look here, let me just tell you this here. I said, the one thing I do at the job, I'm going to treat everybody like I would want to be treated. I said, you never know. One day, sister, I'll call the police on me, I'll be up in there. Yeah. Yeah, you never know. You know, you never know, sister, I get Morgan, they hook up something and say, let's get that out of here. Yeah. Let's just say he pulled up a knife on us. And come up here with a gun. And, you know, let him come pick him up. Yeah, he do all that now. Let's see how he behaved down there. Let's see when he on the other side of the glass and we talk to him, and she kind of say, shut up. You know how you get down there with you. Shots this. Oh, okay, all right. You wait until I get up out of here. Yeah. Yeah. But I say, I tell the patients, I try not to use it. You don't have to call. People already know they're in jail. You ain't got to call me inmate. I know where I am. So I use the term patients. So I said, let me just tell you this here. I said, sir, the guy was cutting my hair Friday. I said, look here, man. I said, what's your first name? He told me his first name. I said, well, look, understand this here. I'm always call you by your first name. I said, I know there's some that would try to belittle you and try to talk down to you. I said, but I say this. I never know one day I could be in orange. You know, me, orange is the color they wear down there. And I say, the one thing I do, I say, I hope if I'm ever in here, I meet myself. Meaning, I find someone that's going to treat me the way I treat other people. Right. Yeah. And so I tell even officers sometimes, I said, let me just tell you this here. At no time are you right when you don't treat a person with dignity and respect. No time. Right. I don't care what they do, and I don't care. I just had a training class. Every month I go out there and I train our staff also, the nursing staff, on how to deal with problematic patients when they come aggressive, when they have mental illness. And I said, at no point are you right to not treat a person with dignity and respect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care what they do. I don't have to cuss you. I'm saying I can be firm. I go see patients sometime and they start, yeah, dog, and start cussing. Excuse me, sir. I said, excuse me, sir. I'm not cursing you, and I'm going to ask that you not curse me. Oh, man, I don't give a... Officer, he ready to go back inside. It's over. No, sir, no. No, I'm saying, no, we ain't going to go there. Yeah, so, no, I'm sorry, sir. I know you're sorry. It's time for you to get locked back up again. Yeah. But what you're saying, Pastor, I'm just saying to us, to all of us, is that sometimes Christianity is a badge you wear, but it comes with an attitude. And the attitude is that I'm going to always treat you the way I want to be treated. Watch what Jesus said, whatsoever you would that men would do for you, do you likewise to them. You don't treat people the way they treat you. You treat people the way you want to be treated. Yeah, sometimes we miss that. And the church for years and miss that. But Paul was talking about here about carnality. Let me go back to Romans 8. I'm going to get up out of here this morning, this afternoon. Yeah, y'all going to say, Brother Stroud, you gave us that time back. I said, I know I did. Yeah, your husband asked me to get a time back. Yeah. Brother Miles. Oh, Brother Stroud, man, you did it this morning, but can you make sure you give us that time back this afternoon? Okay, Jane. Yeah, I love you, my cousin. Yeah. Romans 8. There ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. I understand too. Amen. It's something about when it's hot, it drains your energy. I don't know about you all, but I'm saying it's something about coming back to service when it's hot that it seems like you drain when you get here. Amen. Yeah, so you don't want no marathon. Amen, somebody. Yeah. Well, they say, make it short and sweet. Yeah, y'all know it. I'm going to try to do that. Get you out of you won't see 4:30 in this building. Amen? You won't see it. If you see it, you're sleeping in here, and that's your problem. All right, Romans 8. And I'm going to give us how we deal with this, how we not walk after the flesh and after the spirit. Romans 8 and 6. He said, for to be carnal-minded
is death.
Yeah.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
So understand this. If Paul said, if I live my life and carnal-minded is fleshly. In other words, if I live my life and all I'm doing is gratifying or satisfying those non-spiritual desires. We talked about them this morning. You know, those desires that I like to do when I was in the world. Paul said, if you live your life and that's in your mind, he said, you understand this here, for to be carnal-minded, you are spiritually dead. He said, but to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. And I talked about this morning. I know Brother Ernest said, I set you guys up and I said, what is it that you enjoyed? If you could have it every day, you could have it every day. It was no cost to it, no consequences for eating it. Would you eat every day? And I think just about everybody said, yeah, I would. Yeah, and all I'm saying to us, in order to be spiritual-minded, you got to have spiritual food every day.
Amen.
You got to have it every day. He said, but because the carnal-minded
is enmity against God.
Yeah.
For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
Now, he said, understand that when you're carnal-minded, you are, the word enmity means you are an enemy against God. He said, for when you are carnal-minded, you are not even subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. In other words, when I'm carnal-minded, I do what I want to do. I don't obey God. Amen. You know, sometimes I hear things from the pulpit that are stepping on my toes, and I'm going to do what I want to do. That's some of us in the church. I'm going to do what I want to do. That Paul said to him, you are not subject to the law. The word of God don't mean nothing to you. The only time I do it is when it fits me. And sad commentary, if that's me and I'm in the Lord's church. I ain't talking about those that are babes in the Lord. I'm talking about those of us that are, quote unquote, seasoned Christians, and I still do what I want to do. He says, so then, they that are of the flesh
cannot please God.
So now notice what Paul said. If I'm in the flesh, I cannot even please God. Yeah, so if I'm fleshly minded, if I'm carnal minded, understand this. Paul said, you cannot please God. No matter what you do, because you fleshly minded. He said, but ye are not in the flesh.
But in the spirit.
Yeah.
If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
So Paul said, understand, he said, man, let me tell y'all something, y'all Christians. You are not in the flesh, but you are in the spirit. Notice he's talking about the spirit with an uppercase. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. You've been converted to Christ. You're a Christian. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And so, in other words, we got to have the spirit of Christ in us. So now the question is, how can the spirit of God live in us? That's how I'm going to answer that tonight. Go to Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to close this lesson up. Ephesians chapter 4. I think Paul did an analogy with the Ephesian Christians. Remember, because, and I think I showed you, and maybe why that's the reason why he did it, because I showed you this morning in Ephesians 4, 25 through 28, those people were lying. He told them to stop lying. He told them to stop stealing. He told them to stop cussing. Yeah, 25 28, 29. So, but now notice he gave them the answer to the problem. How can a Christian, how can the Spirit of God live in a Christian? Look at verse number 19, Brother Oz. Ephesians 4, 19.
Who being past filling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness.
Now, remember I said this morning, Paul said, at some point in time, that lifestyle has to be in the past. You see that when he said that? Who being past feelings. These are feelings that you had, those motions of sin, Romans 7, 5, that you had in them. And when you have that stuff in you, you give yourself over, Paul said, to lasciviousness. And when we talked about this morning, lascivious means absence of restraint. You do whatever you want to do. To work all uncleanliness with greediness. But then Paul gave them the answer to how does a Christian not walk after the flesh, but after the spirit. Verse 20.
But ye have not so learned Christ.
Read.
If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus.
That
ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
And be renewed
in the spirit of your mind.
Yeah, that and
ye,
that.
And that ye put put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
That's the answer right there. That's it. Watch this. He said, the reason that you still out there acting like that is because you have not so learned Christ. That's what he said. Yeah, and so, again, I have to not only study the teachings of Jesus, but I got to apply the knowledge that I've gained that I live differently. See, we can come to worship service, we come to Bible class, and we can listen to stuff. But Paul said, the reason that you still are fleshly, the reason that you still carnal, the reason you still, you haven't learned Christ. Yeah, you got to learn Christ. You got to learn about Christ. And then I got to allow my learning about Christ to cause me to have become a different person. Now I know the teachings of Jesus. Now I'm applying the knowledge that I've learned from the Word of God. Now I'm a different person. Now watch this here. I said this morning. I was going to bring it back to you. Notice what he said. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Now understand this here. These people hadn't heard Jesus. They hadn't been taught by Jesus, but they've been taught by somebody who was preaching Jesus. Remember I said this morning, sometimes if we're not careful, we'll get caught up in the people who teach. I like this person. No, no, no. Anybody that gives you the word of God, that's Jesus teaching you. Amen. That's the point from the text. That's the point from the text. He said, watch this here. He said, if so be that you have heard him and been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. You haven't been taught. They hadn't heard Jesus. They haven't, because Jesus was dead and gone. But notice when you see him, it's uppercase, which means you're talking about Jesus. He said, but if so be that you have heard him, if somebody then you talk to you about Jesus, if you've been taught about Jesus, as the truth is in Jesus, now what I need to do, I need to put off my old behavior. Amen, somebody. Yeah, so it's my responsibility that I put off my old man concerning his behavior. Amen. That's my responsibility. Can't nobody do it for me. I got to understand that there was stuff that I brought in when I obeyed the Lord, and there's some stuff that I got in me. We talked about sin dwelleth in all of us. I got stuff in me now that I got to take off of me. Paul said in the text, he said that you put off concerning the former conversation or the behavior of the old man, which, watch this here, is corrupt according to deceitful lust. We all got desires in us that deceitful. Yeah. You know, sometimes you can't listen to yourself. Go to Jeremiah. I shared it with the brother. Go to Jeremiah 17. Let me just share something with you. You can't even listen to your own self. Yeah. Jeremiah 17. Brother Oles. And verse number 9. Jeremiah 17 and verse number 9. He said the heart
is deceitful above all things.
Yeah.
And desperately wicked. Who can know it?
No, no. See, that's what I'm saying. You can't sometimes listen to yourself. God said through Jeremiah, the heart, our mind, is deceitful above all. There's nothing more deceitful than our mind. Your mind will play tricks on you. Your mind will have you doing stuff you ought not be doing. He said, and desperately wicked. He said, who can know it? So again, Paul said, in me, we said this morning, as I'm closing, he said, I see in my members another law, warring against the law of my mind. We all have in us the law of sin that wars against the law of God.
Amen.
And so Ephesians, Paul told Ephesians, what you got to do, you got to take off that old man and lay it down. Those things, those lusts and desires you have that are deceitful, you got to lay them down. Then he said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You got to change your mind. Some of us just need to change the way we think. Yeah. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. What are you saying, Brother Stroud? I got to find the time. I got to make time because time ain't lost. You better, I got to find some time. No, you got to find time is still where it's at. Yeah. But what I got to do is make time that I say to myself, you know what? I'm going to be like Paul. I'm going to delight myself in the law of God or in the word of God. I'm going to find delight in it every day. Just like that which I enjoyed eating, I'm going to enjoy the word of God every day. I'm going to defeat that old man, that fleshly person. I'm going to kill him. Like I said, you don't let heat out. You don't let air out. You let heat in. Once it's in you, it's in your nature. It's in me to cuss when you make me mad. It's in me to lie when you press me up. Yeah, but the word of God teaches me. Wherefore, put away lying one to another. It's the word of God that will change my behavior. The word of God will stop me from stealing. The word of God will stop me from lying. The word of God will teach me to be honest. It is the word of God.
Amen.
That's what Paul said. I delight in the law of God after the inward man. It's the word of God. So there's no magical tool. There's no secret. You got to burn the midnight oil. You got to make time in your life to study the word of God and then make application. That's what Paul said. You have not so learned Christ. We got to learn how Christ is and put it on. And as I close, go back to verse 10. I told you I won't be up here at 4:30. You here 4:30. You here because you want to be. I'm getting up out of here. Amen, somebody. Amen.
And if Christ be in you,
yeah,
the body is dead because of sin.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirit is life because of righteousness.
Notice this here. The more I study the word of God, the more I feed the word of God in me, then it dwells in me. Paul said, if Christ be in you, then what happens now, the body, those members that we talked about this morning, is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. The more you live righteously, the more you become spiritual minded, now you have the spirit of life dwelling in you. And if there's someone today that's not a Christian, we said this morning, we say it now. How do I become a Christian? I must obey the gospel. The gospel, Romans 1:16, the gospel of Christ. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is three facts. The creed of Christ died for my sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day. God loved me so much that Jesus died. Jesus died for the sinner, according to Romans 5 and 8. And Romans 6, 1 through 4 tells me how I become a Christian. If you're here tonight, you're not a Christian, you can become a Christian by you've heard the gospel. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you will step forth. The Bible tells us you hear it, you believe it, you repent of your sin, you make the confession that I believe, or make the statement, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then we'll water baptize you for the forgiveness of every sin that you've done in your life up to this point. Then the Lord will add you to the Church of Christ, the only church you can read about in the Bible. Then you become a Christian, the only thing that you find in the Bible. When you obey the Lord, you become a Christian. There's anyone that would like to respond to the message, we bid you come, and together we stand and sing a verse of a hymn. Thank you very much.